From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a series of studies in Psalm 138. The great theme of this psalm is worship, especially how God's people are to worship Him. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy a brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. Genuine spiritual mourning for sin is the work of the Spirit of God. Repentance is too choice a flower to grow in nature's garden. Pearls grow naturally in oysters, but penitence never shows itself in sinners except divine grace works it in them. If you have one particle of real hatred for sin, God must have given it to you, for human nature's thorns never produced a single fig. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. True repentance has a distinct reference to the Savior. When we repent of sin, we must have one eye upon sin and another upon the cross. Or it will be better still if we fix both our eyes upon Christ and see our transgressions only in the light of His love. True sorrow for sin is eminently practical. No man may say he hates sin if he lives in it. Repentance makes us see the evil of sin, not merely as a theory, but experimentally, as a burnt child dreads fire. We shall be as much afraid of it as a man who has been lately robbed and is afraid of the thief upon the highway. And we shall shun it in everything, not in great things only, but in little things, as men shun little vipers as well as great snakes. True mourning for sin will make us very jealous over our tongue, lest it should say a wrong word. We shall be very watchful over our daily actions, lest in anything we offend. And each night we shall close the day with painful confessions of shortcoming, and each morning awaken with anxious prayers that this day God would hold us up, that we may not sin against Him. Sincere repentance is continual. Believers repent until their dying day. This dropping well is not intermittent. Every other sorrow yields to time, but this dear sorrow grows with our growth, and it is so sweet a bitter that we thank God we are permitted to enjoy and to suffer it until we enter our eternal rest.
Jesus, I have crossed to
Are you looking for guidance and help in your study of the Bible? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns concludes this series of studies in Psalm 138 as he brings the final portion of a message dealing with the final phrase of verse 8, "Forsake not the works of thine own hands." David realized that he was one of God's works and that God would not forsake him. It was his experience that God was with him in every stage and circumstance of his life. In Psalm 37 and verse 25, David's testimony was, "I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." That is true of all believers in Christ. No matter how long we may live, we must actively and constantly seek to live in the presence of God. If we have stood up for Christ in life, we'll find that he will stand up for us before the Father at death. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
I wonder, can Christ stand up for you? If you died today, would he stand up for you? Would he say, "He's mine"? Nothing else matters. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, whatever my service, unless Christ is my righteousness, I'll perish in the everlasting burnings of a never-ending hell. I remember when Pastor Conley of Heritage was in his last illness. The times I'd go round to visit him in the hospital. Those of you who know Jim Conley will know that he was a very multi-talented man. After his teaching career, his musical abilities, skill with his hands, God called him to the church, and he built one of the strongest churches in this whole area. The Lord did it. And I remember as I went to see him, and he was within a short time of death, I took his hand and I said to him, "The Lord has used you to do a great work, brother. You've seen many people saved. You've seen a great church built. The Lord has blessed your ministry. But aren't you glad when you're going out to meet God now that you're not going out to meet him on the strength of that ministry? Aren't you glad that you're not depending on the good work that God has done through you, but that you're depending on the work of Christ for you, and that Christ is your righteousness?" He gripped my hand with a grip that was as tight as a dying man could make it. The tears came in his eyes. And he witnessed, "I'm glad. That's what I'm depending on." Men and women, let me tell you, that was David's cry. "I am the work of your hands. I am the production of your grace. When I stand before the Lord, let Christ stand with me and for me. And meantime, preserve me from every foe. Aid me in every battle." We have to say, as the psalmist said in the 38th Psalm, verse 19, "Mine enemies are lively and they're strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied." So what's his prayer? "Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me." You know, if you're in the battle, the Lord has a promise for you. I don't have time to preach this, but let me refer you to Deuteronomy 20, verse 1, and 31, verses 6 and 18. The Lord says, when you go out to battle, I'm going to be with you, and I will not forsake you. That's the promise. Now, Lord, we're in a battle. We are in a battle. Our enemies are many, they're mighty, they're well entrenched, and we are so poor and frail and weak. But the Lord says, I'm going to be with you in that battle, and you're going to win. I'm glad of that for this church, you know. People get worried about the future of the free church. Well, instead of worrying, let's pray. And let's labor. And take the words of the Lord in Isaiah 51:12 as a challenge, as well as an assurance. "I am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die? I'm for you. I will comfort you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. I will give you victory over every foe." That's the promise. "Lord, forsake not the works of thine own hands. Strengthen what you've begun in my soul, the work of sanctification. Continue it. The work of conversion, which is constantly turning to Christ." Conversion and regeneration are not the same thing, but that's a subject for another day. Regeneration is an instantaneous act. Conversion is a lifelong experience. Constant turning unto the Lord. "Lord, you've begun a good work in me. Complete it. And give me thy power Oh, for the experience of God's power. I am the work of your hands. Bless my service. And that would lead you, and I will only have time to tell you that it's there to be thought on, prayed through. I will not take time to preach it. When we pray, forsake not the work of thine own hands, it's not just personal, but it's corporate. Lord, you've begun to do mighty works in this age of grace. Works of grace and power and gospel might and deliverance. You've done mighty things. The Lord birthed the New Testament church with blessing. He commissioned his disciples to take the gospel to the world, and he gave them power. He filled them with the Holy Spirit. He gave them wonderful success. You know, the temptation for us is to think that the best days of the church are all over. Man, wasn't it good to have the Acts of the Apostles? Wasn't it good to see the church multiplying and multiplying and multiplying? But those days are over. We sometimes look at times of revival. We think, well, it must have been good to be alive then. The idea is it can't happen to I. Nonsense. Nonsense. I know that I'm in a minority here, but then you say it's only a minority of us have our eschatology right. And my eschatology is right. Believe me. If you don't believe me, you're wrong. I believe the best days of the Church of Christ are still ahead of it. Both in this age and in the millennial age, the best days of the Church of Christ are still ahead of it. That's the promise of God's Word. So let's get away with this defeatist nonsense. That we can expect nothing much to happen. We're always in the will of God to pray for the prosperity of the church and for a mighty outpouring of God the Holy Spirit. He has much work to do. He has a people to save. He has a kingdom to bring to its full and final glory. We can say with Moses in Deuteronomy 3:24, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. But that's all. It's not ended. Thou hast begun. What Moses saw, he wanted to go in and see the rest in the promised land. He didn't get to see it, but it came anyway. What he saw was only a beginning. Now think of what Moses saw. He saw great things. But it was only a beginning. It would have been tempting if you'd been among the children of Israel when you saw the plagues coming through Egypt, when you saw the Dead Sea or the Red Sea opening up, when you saw the fiery, cloudy pillar by day and by night, to say, my, those were great days, but you know the best days are past. Moses is saying, not at all. It's only the beginning. The best is yet to be. Why? For what God is there in heaven and earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? The best is yet to be, because there's no God like our God. That's the simple truth. Let that confidence, brethren, drive us to our knees. Do not be discouraged by temporary or external appearances. Don't be discouraged by the apparent invincibility of the enemies of the gospel, however well entrenched they are in church or state. Never forget the foundation of all our praying. The Lord is. His promise is true. His purpose is invincible. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. Forsake me not. Forsake not thy church. Look upon me and look upon the whole work of God. And, O Lord, arise, arise to lead us into an experience of the power and the grace and the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give us the burden to pray it, and He will give us the blessing to receive it. Let's all bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. In a moment, the meeting will be over. As I've said, an unusual meeting this morning, and therefore somewhat over time. Before we dismiss the meeting with prayer, may I ask you to take very seriously what we've been looking at in God's Word. If you're not saved, if you can't see Christ as your righteousness, your advocate with God, it's time to seek Him. Seek Him seriously. Seek Him urgently. Seek Him now. And He says, "Seek and ye shall find. I will be found of you when you search for me with your whole heart. Will you come?" Mr. Braham and Dr. Barrett and I are here as your servants to help you to Christ, to open the Word of God with you and point you Christward. We'd be happy to open God's Word with you. Let those who are saved, let us take this personally. God, forgive me for mouthing the platitudes, "The Lord is, the Lord has promised, the Lord will do," and yet not following through in mighty believing prayer. God, forgive me. Let us cry to God to arise and give us the experience of these glorious truths. Father in heaven, we thank Thee that we are the works of Thine own hands. O Lord, forsake us not, whatever our circumstances. Forsake us not in the time of old age. Forsake us not in the hour of our death. Forsake us not when we stand before the judgment bar of God. Lord, forsake not the works of Thine own hands. O Lord, arise and grant us personally the experience of the power and the blessing and the fullness of Thy gracious Holy Spirit. Do it, O Lord, even now. Bring us personally and corporately into the joy of a spiritual awakening. Part us now with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. Be the portion of all Thy people, both now and evermore. We pray these things, giving Thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening. and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.